So, ethical codes and auditing, can sound a little bit dull, but if you think about it, it's just really common sense. If you were to go to a doctor, for example, auditing can easily make you feel ill, I guess. And if you used to go to a doctor and say, give him your symptoms, you'd expect the doctor to be honest, give you an honest assessment and an accurate diagnosis, I guess. You just wouldn't expect your doctor to be incompetent or to disclose your health issues with anybody else, so you have to be confidential. And that's pretty much what we're looking at here. That's pretty much the qualities that you'd expect of the auditor that's in the code of ethics, really.